We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Once again, it's my pleasure to introduce My Music and the four musical musketeers, John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. The opening round this week concerns millers. Millers of various kinds, as in Dusty Miller. John Amos, which miller is this? Seemed to me to wipe the smile off your face. Somewhat.
Yes, I did. I was mouthing to myself the rhythm from the. Well, it's probably the next question, so I perhaps better not do it.
No. Tell us later.
You feel free.
Well, I defy you to get it right.
No, you. No. If anything, that would have been Ian's question. I think on the opposite side.
Yes, possibly.
If it's
possibly
the key of D.
Yes.
Miller of D. No, it wouldn't be there.
Da 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 da. I can't think of a miller. Miller.
First
miller.
Produced...
Miller on the wall.
Sounded... I'm going to have to tell you, first produced in 1849, Verdi's Luisa Miller.
Oh, God.
Of course, yes. Oh, well, God. You can't win them all, John. You
what a corny question.
Oh, Miller. Miller, corny, see? Yes.
They've Frank. Got it already.
Frank, which miller married the composer of this?
Land of Lord.
It's the Arcadians.
Yes.
Isn't it? Lionel Monckton.
Yes.
Is the composer. So the lady became Mrs. Monckton. I mean, that's the way we addressed her always.
That's right.
Miller.
Yes. Except in lights, of course, and on the placards outside the theatre where she was known as.
Oh, she's an actress.
Yes.
Gertie Miller.
Gertie Miller. Married Lionel Monckton, composer of the Arcadians. The singer there, in case you wondered, did you recognise the singer, Ian?
I wondered if it was June Bronhill.
It was, June Bronhill. Is she, I don't know, the only lady whose name comes from the place where she was born, or where she lived? Are there any other singers named after their place of origin?
Oh, I think there are, but I can't think of any at the moment.
Somebody speak in the front row, speak. Oh, of course, Melba, named after the well-known ice cream, of course.
Who?
Nellie Melba.
Melba.
After Melba.
From Melbourne. Of course. Mm,
that's right.
Ian, where can I find this miller? Lovely stuff. Ian.
That was the one that John was smiling about till he heard the music.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
That's the miller's dance in the ballet, The Three-Cornered Hat.
By
Defaya.
Manuel Defaya, yes. Dennis, how
it's either Max or Glenn.
Or Mitch.
Yes, or Mitch.
But the question is, how did this miller's tune come to be written?
Yes, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because it had two incarnations before it became that. It was, first of all, when he was with Ray Noble and Glenn Miller, and when he was learning arranging, that was one of the pieces he wrote as part of his arranging course. And then they put a lyric to it, which went, weep for the moon has no reason to glow now. Weep for the rose, because the rose has no reason to glow now. The river won't flow now, as I lay me down to weep. So it was two songs before he then took the lyric away again, and adopted it as his signature tune.
The tune originally, though, came as an exercise for a musical correspondence course. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Did Joan Sutherland come from Argyll?
Sweet to think of your brain grinding away there.
It never stops, you know.
No, it stops. I'll give him that. His brain never stops. Never stops. Some song lyrics include here or there a telling word or phrase. John, where will I find the rather charming line, "You just have to touch my cup"?
Is it from the Beggar's Opera?
No. An entirely different beggar wrote this one. I'll play you the phrase on the piano, just that very line.
Come on, then.
That's the phrase.
"You just have to touch my cup."
Well, don't sit there.
You do it.
Tell me.
I don't know.
The actual,
I keep helping you with the song opera.
Honeysuckle Rose. Honeysuckle Rose. It comes from a little bit of Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose.
Came from Walla Walla.
Bum bum.
The writer of that.
The Waller's dance.
Yeah, Fats Waller. Yeah.
Fats Waller. Frank, where in a song will you find a perforated rudder?
My new Sunday shirt has got a perforated rudder, Mr. Wu. What can I do? I've got those Limehouse Chinese Laundry blues.
Yes, that's right. That's where you'll find it. George Formby's Chinese Laundry blues. Ian, who can't seem to lose the smell of fish?
Oh. Oh, dear.
I'll play you the first two chords of the song.
Mr. Snow.
Mr. Snow. When I marry Mr. Snow. He works as a fisherman in his flat-bottom boat and he can't seem to lose the smell of fish.
Oh, yes.
Charming song.
Yes.
But you won't expect a mark with all those hints. Dennis, here's a sobering thought. We're just about a kiss apart.
And we can make a dream come true. Keep the memory of a journey to a star with you.
And have you ever noticed the rather strange coincidence between A Journey to a Star and Ted Heath's signature tune? Very similar. Well, I'm at the piano, I'll stay there. In my piano medley are hints of eight tunes. The first four are for John. You always get a somewhat firm reaction from Frank on this. First four are for John and Frank to name. The second four are for Ian and Dennis to name. See how you got on. The first one.
I put down the Swan, but of course
yes,
it's not there.
It is. It's
is
from
it?
The Swan from.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's from Carnival.
Carnival.
The Animals by South.
The Animals Carnival.
Yes. Yes. All right then. Yes. Yes. The next tune, Frank.
I remember you. You're the one.
Yes. And next one.
I think of Bing Crosby. Is it the Berceuse?
Yes, from
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn by
Godard.
And the fourth one.
ever so coochie.
No, no, not yet, no. Da da di da 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 dee ba da da dum bum bum.
I should notice that one.
No. Yes. Well, yes. Ian, you know it, don't you? But yes. It's not your turn. It's the
Sun Who's Rays.
Rays from Mikado. So didn't get that. So that's 1.5 out of 2 for that side. Now over to your side, Ian and Dennis. The first one.
Well, was that Wherever So Goosey Goosey?
Yes, it was. Ever So Goosey. Yeah, how do you feel when you marry your
ideal?
Ever So Goosey Goosey. That's right. And then?
Whistle a Happy Tune.
I Whistle a Happy Tune, yes. Ba-dum, ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, that's blow away the morning
dew. Blow away the morning dew, that's right. That's it also good. Crops up in a Vaughan Williams suite. Mm. Yes. And
the saucy little bird on Nelly's hat.
Bird on Nelly's hat. 2 marks out of 2 for you. Very good. Right, let's change the period a little. Music of Shakespeare's day, indeed music associated with Shakespeare's plays, and, interesting this, I think recognisable by Shakespeare himself, if he were to hear that tune. John, would you like to hear a filthy song?
No.
Right. So you shall. Here it is.
There was a time for a grey in Ducas in Ducas, which loved a nun full many a day in Tentantio Nebus. This friar was lusty, proper and young in Ducas in Ducas. He offered the nun to learn her sing in Tentantio Nebus.
It's a pity you can't catch the words. It was a friar in orders grey as he forth walked on his way, the friar who loved a nun. In which play, John, do we learn about that naughty couple? The friar who loved a nun.
Julius Caesar. Timon of Athens.
Carry on.
Omelette. Yes. No idea.
I'll give you a clue. It's a comedy, though it never
Henry
made me...
Henry IV.
Never made me laugh, but it's
what?
A comedy. It's a comedy, though it never made me laugh.
Or it must be Pericles in. I've heard
funnier plays. No, it turned into a musical later on, but that's neither here nor there.
As you...
No. Petruchio is involved in it, so...
Maywise of Windsor.
No, no.
That was turned into a musical.
Well, yes, it was, but this one's The Taming of the Shrew. That's right. Incidentally, John, do you know that one of Petruchio's servants has the name of a Belgian violinist?
Is I?
No.
Frank? No. Grumio?
Grumio, yes.
Oh.
Grumio. Spelt differently. Never mind.
I don't.
Frank, my robin is to the green wood gone. An Elizabethan tune. An Elizabethan tune of 1603, beautifully harmonised, something like 300 years later, by Percy Grainger. Lovely music, I think. Percy Grainger's arrangement, My Robin is to the Greenwood Gone. Frank, there are allusions to Robin in Hamlet and the Merry Wives, whichever Robin they might mean. Whose page was called Robin, and in which pub will you find them?
It's not the bald, merry man, is it? Robin Adair?
No, just Page.
Mistress Page.
Yes.
Mistress Page.
Come on, carry on.
Mistress Page, the merry...
Well, yeah. Whose page wise. Is the question, yes.
Ah, well, Falstaff.
God,
what are you doing down there, John? Falstaff, yes. And
that's harmless.
And the name of, and the name of the pub, then.
Name of the pub?
That's what I was doing down here on my fig. Yes. You know, in pornographic books, they always put fig instead of thigh. So what do you have on your thigh? A garter. So what was the name of the inn?
Star and Garter. Because the star of the show was Falstaff.
Mm. Do you ever feel your life is just running away? Well, as you say, the quick answer, yes, is Sir John Falstaff and the Boar's Head Tavern. Ian, a willow song. Ian, the singer in these recordings is Martin Best, but who first sang the Willow song?
Desdemona.
Yes, in
Othello.
Yes, Act 4, Scene 3. Dennis, an easy one for you.
Oh, mistress mine, where are you roaming?
Who, Dennis, sings that in Twelfth Night, and who praises his singing?
Well, Festy the Clown
sings
it.
That's right.
Excellent
Goody Faith says...
Sweet and contagious, says Andrew Aguecheek.
Yes.
Aguecheek.
And good.
And because they... And Sir Toby Belch.
That's right. They're the two I was after.
And then Malvolio comes in and says it's caterwauling.
Yes, well, that's another story.
Well, I did it Twelfth Night, you see, so I can afford to hold forth a bit.
Some time ago, I pointed out that hardly anyone in the pop field had spotted the pop potential of the opening of Beethoven's Sonata Pathétique, and I invited you four to create an opening line, do you remember, for this? And you had various suggestions. Lovely ones. Some were added by Jack Durham, one of our supporters in Palmer's Green, London, who submitted a couple of dozen, including Don't Forget the Diver, Always Tip the Dustman, which is good advice, and one I thought was that's good. Tunes Can Drive You Barmy. The fact remains, though, that Beethoven and Tin Pan Alley have not helped one another very much. True, music lovers thought they vaguely recognised the theme of a song called Emerald City.
Take me to the Emerald City, down yellow brick roads fast I run.
But what the music world really needs is a pop version to suit the most famous four bars in all Beethoven. Right, you've started writing already, I notice. What can you suggest? Let's go around the table. Ba-ba-ba-bum, da-da-da-dum. John.
Well, I think I shall plagiarise myself. How is your dad? How is your ma? How is your sister and your uncle and your flo?
Right, through the entire symphony and the whole family. Frank. Ba-ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum.
Beethoven's Fifth. Boys me stiff.
You missed a foot in that.
Bore was
me stiff. Oh, I see, yes, that's right. Ian.
I think it has to be something rather dramatic.
Yes, indeed.
Like, what was that noise? Dime 999.
It doesn't rhyme, but it makes up in drama what it lacks in rhyme.
Right, you didn't say it had to rhyme.
Dennis.
Sock it to me, Ludwig von B.
Now you know.
You know, because that comes off the beat, it's very, very difficult for a conductor to start that piece. And two conductors were discussing it once, and somebody said to Benny Herman, said, how would you start Beethoven Fifth? And he said, I cut the first four bars.
Yes. Yes. The answer is in a hyphenated name. John Amos, the composer of some Caucasian sketches, Mikhail Mikhailovich...
Ippolitov Ivanov.
With a hyphen. That's right. Frank, the composer of a carol symphony, Victor...
Healy Hutchinson.
Yes, thank you, mate. Healy Hutchinson, yes.
It's only the hyphen I remember, not the Carol Symphony.
Yes. Ian, the composer of Bacchianus Brasileiros, Heitor...
Villa Lobos.
Yes, that's right. Dennis, the composer of Pedro the Fisherman, Harry...
Parr Davis.
Bella Fonte.
Yes. Yes. Setting aside the score sheet, I'll give you the results later, we come to four rather intense songs, named respectively after the moon, the sun, heaven, and the flame of the peat fire. Guess who's got that one? Ah, Moon of My Delight, sings John Amos. From a song cycle by Lisa Lehman. Right, well, John, I'll give you a sketchy sort of chord. Right.
Moon of my delight that knows no way, the moon of hand is rising once again. Oft hereafter rising will she look through this same garden charmed in vain, through this same garden.
I wonder sometimes whether Reginald Moxon Armitage, if he'd been choosing a nom de plume these days, would have opted for Noel Gay. I think perhaps he wouldn't. With a partner called Butler, he was responsible for Frank's song, The Sun Has Got His Hat On. So the copyright sheet reads Gay Butler, which is a daunting thought, if ever there was one.
It isn't often. Mostly the beautiful music overwhelms the lyric. But I think it's worth listening to the lyric in this instance. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. The flies crawled up the window. That's all they had to do. They went up in their thousands and they came down two by two.
Dennis will now take his turn at singing.
Will I, yes?
Appropriately enough, Heaven Can Wait.
Oh.
Hutch, remember?
Heaven can wait. This is paradise, just being here with you and breathing the air you do. Heaven can wait. Heaven can wait. This is paradise, gazing at all your charms. It's heavenly in your arms. Heaven can wait.
You know, I always used to like that song till I just heard me singing it.
It's not fair.
I'm now supposed to sing a serious song. And the worst, I mean, one of the things that every singing teacher will emphasise to singers is the worst thing for the voice is laughter.
Tramping song arranged by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser. On my copy it says, words by Kenneth MacLeod to a tune played on the chanter by Malcolm Johnson. Thoroughly Scott's affair, isn't it? Wallace, aren't they ready now?
Far away and o'er the moon, far away and o'er the moor, Morar waits for a boat that saileth far away down Lowland Way. I dream the dream, my land, lad, by the light o' the peat fire flame, light for love, for lilt o' grail deeds, by the light o' the peat fire flame, the light the hill folk yearn for. Far away and o'er the moon, far away the tramp and tread, tuned and laughter of all the heroes, pulls me onward o'er the trail of the dream my heart may weave, lad. By the light o' the peat fire flame, light for love, for lilt, for laughter, by the light o' the peat fire flame, the light the hill for the yearn for.
The light the hill folk yearn for. I can shed some light on the final score this week. Should you care about such things, it's a victory, and why not, for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiner.